You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. Today I'm talking with solar energy researcher and University of Michigan Vice President for Research, Steve Forrest. We'll discuss the status of solar power and the role it could play in America's energy future. In his recent State of the Union address, President Obama called for the U.S. to produce 80% of its electricity from clean energy sources by 2035. By clean energy sources, he meant wind, solar, clean coal, and nuclear. Can you say how likely we are to meet Obama's target in just 25 years?
I think it is highly unlikely, probably close to impossible. If we were talking about renewables alone, today we're at only a couple percent in total of all the various sources. To move that even to 10% in 20 years is a huge challenge, one that we are all striving to meet, but it's all based on cost, availability, shifting completely from an oil-based economy, from a fossil fuel-based economy. So no, I don't think it's likely. I think it's very good to have an aspiration, but we need to have aspirations that are within reach. I think in the total life of manufacture of solar cells, which started in the 1950s, we have generated a total of 16 gigawatts power generating capacity. One coal generating plant is 2 gigawatts. So that's the equivalent of 8 coal plants. China is building 2 coal plants a week, 100 a year. So that means that in 8 weeks, they've already surpassed the total historical build of solar power generation.
So what are the main obstacles preventing wider adoption of solar and other renewables?
Well, I'll stick a little bit to solar, but it's pretty much the same for all renewables. It's cost. Today, solar energy generation costs somewhere around 4 or 5 times more than fossil fuel energy generation. People have been working on this for a long time. The cost structure is coming down because people are manufacturing more and more solar, and it's actually coming down very rapidly. But it's still very, very difficult to see how we will get to fossil fuel parity in cost within the next, let's say, 5 years.
What are some of the most promising developments?
Well, I think people have really learned how to manufacture silicon, which is the main semiconductor for solar energy generation, and really beaten the cost down by moving the efficiency up. So another really rapid advance has been in the area of what's called thin film solar. From we're working in my laboratory on organic solar cells. They can change dramatically the cost structure of solar energy generation and how fast we can manufacture it, because you could perhaps deploy this stuff on printing presses and just spin it out very, very quickly like newspaper. But in the meantime, the technology marches forward quite robustly. So it's a good time. But, you know, just thinking about how much power is needed by humanity and how much is being generated in the fossil fuel realm, you can see that to get to even a few percent more power generating capability is very difficult. And that places a huge emphasis on conservation, which is what people really don't think about a lot. But 20% of our electricity goes to lighting buildings, and we're using extraordinarily inefficient lighting fixtures, incandescents, which have about 5% efficiency. But LEDs and, again, organic materials have huge efficiencies compared to incandescents. So what we can't do in generation, we can certainly do by cutting down our use of fossil fuels. The most important thing that I would add is why we're working in this field, because this is of enormous importance to the health of our planet and to the prosperity of our country, the security of our country, and frankly, the standard of living for all humanity. There are 30% of the people on Earth do not have access to electricity today. That's 2 billion people. So when you think about the challenge and the opportunity here, there's no larger challenge and opportunity than to come up with methods of energy conservation and energy generation that are sustainable.
I've been talking with Steve Forrest, the University of Michigan's William Gold Dow Collegiate Professor of Electrical Engineering, Vice President for Research, and Professor in the Departments of Materials Science and Engineering and Physics.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.